Slim caught his horse, pulled on his shotgun chaps, tied a bandana around his neck, and tied an extra pigging string on the saddle. He led the horse up to the house and went inside. Drover and I waited by the gate, and Drover started moaning.
"Oh, Hank, I just don't think I can run all the way up to the middle pasture. This bad leg of mine..."
"Oh, for crying out loud, will you quit yapping about your so-called bad leg? We've got a possible murder case here, and all you can think about is..."
"It's a snow, Hank. I just can't. And who's gonna bark at the mailman at 10 o'clock?
Now that's a point, but it's got nothing to do with your bad leg.
Remember, we didn't bark at him yesterday."
"I'm well aware of that situation, since I'm the one who mentioned it in the first place."
"And since you're the one who mentioned it in the first place,
will you shut your yap and let me think?" He did, and I did. "Okay, here's the plan. I'll go with Slim. We'll leave you here in reserve."
"Oh, drat."
"What do you mean, oh, drat? I know what you're gonna do. As soon as we leave, you'll be warming your buns in the machine shed. That's fine, Drover, as long as you're up at the mailbox at 10 o'clock sharp. I want you to meet the truck and give him the whole 9 yards of barking."
"I sure will, Hank. I'll be there. You can depend on me."
"Yeah, but for what?" Slim came out of the house and he was wearing a pistol on his belt. He stepped up into the saddle and we went on down to the creek and started driving the heifer north towards the middle pasture. We had a little trouble getting her out of the creek willers, but guess who penetrated the dense underbrush and brought her out? Me. We pointed her north and drove her a mile and a half through snow. She was in a nasty mood and made several passes at me with her horns. I held my temper this time. I knew she'd had a bad night with the coyotes and wasn't smart enough to tell the difference between a dog and a coyote. Slim put her through the gate and we drove her into the middle pasture. Another thing he did, which I thought was pretty slick, was he made the sound of a bawling calf.
"Meh, meh."
The heifer threw up her head and trotted in a straight line to a canyon southwest of the windmill. I glanced at Slim. He nodded his head. "She knows where she's going now." We followed her down a rocky ravine.